You're listening to the 80s Underground Best Albums of 1986 Countdown on KSCU Santa Clara and AndHow.fm.
What a good place to be. Don't believe it. You speak a different language and it's never been real to me. Don't believe it. Oh no, cause it's never been real to me. No, it's another night up with a boss, following in footsteps overgrown by moss, and he tells me good women grow on trees, and if you catch them right they will land upon the knees, where they open all the wallets and they close all the mouths. To buy you all a drink, and if we ask all the questions, then you take all your clothes up and back to the kitchen sink. What a good place to be. Don't believe it. What a good place to be. Don't believe it. Speak a different language and it's never really happened to me. Don't believe it. Oh no, cause it's never been happened to me. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. Don't believe it.
It's happy hour again.
Again and again.
It's happy hour again.
And again and again.
It's happy hour.
There you go. Short, concise, to the point. Great music from the House Martins on the Best of 1986 Countdown, the London O'Hull 4 debut album from that band. A great release from late 1986 with that lead-off single, Happy Hour, from the House Martins, featuring one Norman Cook, later to be known as Fatboy Slim. He was the bass player for the House Martins. And great record, worthy of the countdown, coming in there at number 14, the House Martins in London O'Hull 4. We had the Bolshoi before that, which incidentally was also submitted by request. So apropos of that, great debut record from that band, the Friends album from 1986. And Someone's Daughter was the track we played there from the Bolshoi at number 15. Number 16 was The Call, and they're Reconciled. LP was a popular record with a couple of good hits, including the one I played, Everywhere I Go. Probably the Call at their peak there in 1986 with the Reconciled album. That was number 16. We had 17 was the Smithereens and their Especially For You album, Hand of Glory, the track. Number 18, the great Guadalcanal Diary and their Jamboree album. I will have the full list of my favorite albums, or the best albums, depending on how opinionated one might be. I'd love to play all 60 that I listed, but only got time for a certain amount in this two-hour block of radio airtime. So I'm going to get back to the countdown. By the way, plug the Facebook page where you will find today's list, playlist, and podcast posted later on today. Facebook.com/80sunderground. And I'm here with you another hour on the show on KSCU and, of course, on AndHow.fm. Hope you're digging the retro. Back to the countdown. Number 13 is Game Theory, their Big Shot Chronicles LP. Dig it.
Sunshine, summer, nerd, experience. Mr. Speaker, Mr. President, distinguished members of the Congress, honored guests and fellow citizens, thank you for allowing me to delay my address until this evening. We pause together to mourn and honor the valor of our seven Challenger heroes, and I hope that we're now ready to do what they would want us to do, go forward, America, and reach for the stars.
Sons and surfer boys and the Californian girls. When the lights go out in the rest of the world, what do our cousins say? They're playing in the sun and having fun, 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 till daddy takes the gun away. From the big church to the big river and out to the shining sea, this is the land of opportunity, and there's a monkey trial on TV. While outside another nation is sleeping in the streets. Don't tell me the old story, tell me the truth this time. Is the man in the mask or the Indian an enemy or a friend of mine? Thank you.
and their faithful girls. Listen to the voice of the soldier down in the killing zone, talking about the cost of living and the price of bringing him home. They're already shipping the body bags down below the Rio Grande, but you can fight for democracy at home and not in some foreign land. And the fight of the great United States is entwined in the fight of us all. Incident at Chernobyl proves the world we live in is very small. And the cities of Europe have burned before, and they may yet burn again. And if they do, I hope you understand that Washington will burn with them. Omaha will burn with them. Los Alamos will burn with them.
The 80s Underground, best albums of 1986. Perfect segue out of the State of the Union from Ronald Reagan, which was actually delivered on this day in 1986. That was a little soundbite you heard before that great Billy Bragg classic, Help Save the Youth of America, from his Talking with the Taxman About Poetry album, making number 12 on my best of 1986 countdown. We had Game Theory at number 13 with their second album, Big Shot Chronicles. Second official album, I should say. I believe they released a... well, maybe that's the third album. I gotta look at my discography. Anyway, their 1986 album, Big Shot Chronicles, and Erica's World, the track from that one, that was at number 13, number 14, The House Martins, which I mentioned. 10 past the hour in the second half of the 80s Underground show here on KSCU. Getting my story straight. We're also on andhow.fm. Back to the countdown with a great record from 1986, one that I play a lot of on this show. It's the Mania LP from the great UK band The Lucy Show. View from the Outside is this track right here. It's The Lucy Show, number 11.
Time. It's hard to find the place I find some.
It's the 80s Underground, best albums of 1986, Countdown. Number 10 right there, the great Tenderbox LP from Susie and the Banshees. A great album cut there, Parties Fall, from that record, making the top 10 as we count down the best albums of 1986. Number 11, we had the Lucy Show and the Mania LP. And that's a record I don't always see as high on certain 80s best ofs that I think it should be. It's a fantastic record. The second album from the UK band, The Lucy Show, was reissued through Words on Music in CD format, 20th anniversary edition back in 2006, and it's got some bonus stuff on it. So check it out. If you're a fan of The Lucy Show, get the CD reissue of that from Words on Music. View from the Outside was the track I played there at number 11, the Mania LP from The Lucy Show. Number 12, the great Billy Bragg and his Talking with the Taxman About Poetry album. And Help Save the Youth of America, the track from that one. Counting them down, spreading myself to get to the number one spot, number one album spot right toward the end of the show. I'm here with you about another 40 minutes or so. So back to the countdown. We're up to number nine. And in 1986, the Mission UK released their first official full-length record. It is the now classic God's Own Medicine LP. I got to reach back, fire up the turntable. Actual vinyl for your ears right here, everybody. Sacrilege, the track. At number nine, it's the Mission UK, God's Own Medicine. Best albums in 1986. Dig it.
Burning on the funeral pyre. just for a day. On a day like today, I'll get away from this constant debauchery. The wind in my hair makes me so aware how good it is to live tonight. And I haven't felt so alive in years. The moon is shining in the sky, reminding me of so many other nights, but they're not like tonight. Shining in the sky, reminding me of so many other nights, when my eyes have been so red, I've been mistaken for dead, but not tonight.
The 80s Underground, best albums of 1986 countdown, and a band I don't play that much of because I sometimes feel they edge a little too close on Not So Underground, but you can't deny Black Celebration album from Depeche Mode. Great record from 1986, making number 8 on my list. We had the Mission UK before that. Their God's Own Medicine album, great debut record from them, Sacrilege, the track. And right now, up to number 7 with Love and Rockets. The Express album. It's the best of 1986.
We'll be right back. Talking to when I look at you, I know you're lying. All you say to me seems to fall.
There you go. A band that blends synthesizers and guitars like no other. The mighty New Order on the Best of 1986 Countdown here on the 80s Underground. And there you go. Number six on the list, the Brotherhood LP from New Order, their fourth full-length album. Probably not the best in their career, but, New Order sets the bar pretty high for 80s alternatives. So I think a worthy position there. Way of Life was the track, by the way, that you heard there from New Order's Brotherhood album. Number seven on the list, the Great Express album from Love and Rockets, perhaps their best moment. Great album from 1986 with a bunch of good songs on it, including All in My Mind, which is what I played for you from that selection. Number eight, Depeche Mode's Black Celebration album, another classic 80s alternative choice. And, I'm going through the list here. I think I mentioned everything before that. Mission UK was a number nine with God's Own Medicine. By the way, I'll plug it once again. If you tune in late or you missed any of the countdown, you want to see the full list, et cetera, I will have it posted on the 80s Underground Facebook page later on today, along with the podcast. I'll have the full 2-hour podcast. I started the countdown at number 27, and I'm going to get all the way up to number one, hopefully in about 20 minutes, if I space this out just right. So again, check that out later today at facebook.com/80sunderground. The playlist, the countdown, and the podcast will be up there for you to check out. So we're up to number five. Going to turn the list back to the American shores here with a great record from the mighty Husker Du. Their major label debut was in 1986 on the Warner Brothers label, the Candy Apple Gray album. It's an American punk rock underground masterpiece. So here we are, number five, Candy Apple Gray from Husker Du on the Best of 1986. Yeah. you go, a nearly flawless pop single right there from 1986 and the Great Skylarking album from XTC, number 4 on the best albums of 1986, and definitely a highlight of XTC's career there, their 9th studio album produced by Todd Rundgren, and there's some tensions between Andy Partridge and Todd Rundgren during the production of that album, but they ended up with a certain amount of mutual respect for each other, I think, and they put together a great record there. Skylarking at number 4, Earn Enough for Us, the track there from it. Number 5, The Great Husker Du and the Candy Apple Gray album. Don't Want to Know If You Are Lonely, the track I played from you there. And we're counting them down, getting close to the number 1 album of 1986. You can probably, if you listen so far, you can probably figure out what that's going to be, but I'll keep it a surprise. We're up to number 3 on the list. R.E.M. clocks in there with their Life's Rich Pageant album. Sort of a great bridge album, kind of when they, you know, were getting out of their college rock career, becoming a little more polished, edging ever so closer to the mainstream. Very much in the alternative oeuvre. From 1986, Life's Rich Pageant, R.E.M., number 3.
Wrote that the chameleons want a hit single about as bad as the UK wants nuclear fallout. What does that mean?
It means that we won't pursue a hit record to the detriment of everything else that we do, basically. It means that if loads of people suddenly hear one of our songs and they go out and buy it in droves. That's great. But we won't pursue that and prostitute other areas of what we do for the sake of having a record in the top 10. The whole idea is totally abhorrent. And really, I mean, you shouldn't have to do that anyway, you know.
All right, it's the best of 1986 countdown, the 80s underground, and this DJ's opinion, that's probably one of the best songs ever written, whether it be in the 80s or any other decade in the history of modern music. There, I said it. It's number two on the list, The Chameleons and their Strange Times LP, their last official 80s album before breaking up and then reuniting around the year 2000. And nothing like going out on top. That makes number two on the list. A fantastic album. By the way, Chameleons Vox, a reunited version of The Chameleons featuring Mark Burgess and Mike Lever, have announced some North American tour dates this fall. Check it out on Facebook. If I no official venues yet for at least the Bay Area, but as soon as I find that out, I will announce it. But you should get a chance to see them if you can. Tears, the track there from the Strange Times album, number two on the best of 1986 countdown. We had REM's Life's Rich Pageant, number three. What If We Give It Away was the track you heard there. XTC coming in at number four with their Skylarking album. And here we are a few minutes before the top of the hour. Time to get to the number one album of 1986. And if you're a fan, aficionado, or regular listener of this show, you probably figured out it's The Queen Is Dead by The Smiths. Not only my favorite album from 1986, but one of the best of the entire decade as far as alternative music goes. It often makes the number one album list, best of the 80s, et cetera, et cetera. So no huge surprise there, but pretty much a landmark record in all sense of the word. A big 80s alternative hit. It ushered in a whole new wave of guitar-driven Britpop through the late 80s and early 90s, and you don't get much more iconic than Morrissey and the Smiths. So without further ado, we're going to finish up the countdown. Number one, The Queen Is Dead. By the way, check out the 80s Underground Facebook for the full albums list, the playlist, and the podcast from today if you tuned in late. It will be there later today at facebook.com/80sunderground. And we'll be back next week for another edition of the show here on KSCU and andhow.fm. We'll leave you at number one, Queen Is Dead, it's The Smiths, best of 1986. Bye.
Where there's music and there's people and the young and the line. Driving in your car, I never, never want to go home because I haven't got one anymore. Take me out tonight, because I want to see people and I want to see life. Driving in your car, oh please don't drop me home, because it's not my home, it's their home, and I'm welcome no more. If a double-decker bus crashes into us, to die by your side is such a heavenly way to die. And if a ten-ton truck kills the both of us, to die by your side, well, the pleasure, the privilege is mine. Take a strange fear gripped me and I just couldn't ask. Take me